I'd be remiss in neglecting to not bring up y'all brother LaMelo. You talk about him for a second. Brother special. Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. The brother special. Talk about your brother for a second and what he's been doing.
I feel like he brought his backyard game to the league. Like that stuff we see, them one-legged threes and all the lobs and all the flashy stuff. But that's just how he been since a baby, for real. He been dribbling like that, doing all that stuff. So it's good to see on that level that he could take it to the NBA and do the same stuff.
Yeah, I feel like I watched him my whole life. Like, I have memories of when he was born. So to see where he's at now is just like, man, he came a long way. And people don't really know about his story as well. Like, he dropped out of school in 10th grade.
Wow.
You know, nobody had him on the draft boards or nothing like that. So he had to, you know, come back, go to Spire. Then he went to Australia. Then he still made it to the league. And people were still doubting him. And now he's doing what he's doing now. And I don't think nobody in the NBA play like he play. And honestly, I feel like he was kind of an experiment. He a kid that his whole life, he ain't never had no type of structure around him as far as, like, boundaries and what you got to play in as far as run the offense, do this, do that.
So when you say something like this, not structure or whatever, it's hard to imagine because we look at your family and what we see is structure.
Yeah, nah. I mean, the way my dad promoted basketball, though, was just, like, be free and do what you want to do. And for Melo, he was playing so far up that he had to shoot floaters from the three-point line when he was 8, 9 years old just because he was so small. If he got a little crease, he'd just throw it up from 17 feet out. So when he's doing that now, it's just like, you know, I've been seeing it my whole life. So it looks crazy to the public. But to us, it's just like he's been doing this.
That's right.
So it's just like super – his confidence level is so high. Like, he don't think nobody in the world can guard him. And he truly believes that. And I think that's why he play how he play.